Hey, you horrible motherfucker, you. This is Wheezy, and I wanted to make a great announcement. I have a live show with Jesse Wu coming, Zozo Talk Live. We're going to be in New York on October 28th and in Atlanta on December 8th, Miami, to be announced. It's going to be so much fucking fun. We've got Mouse hosting our New York show, Tahoe hosting our Atlanta show. It's going to be a night full of questions, answers, laughs, and we actually have Zozo Talk contestants live. So ladies, you will get to choose from a lineup of men, and hopefully you can take one of them home for a dick appointment. Check out my bio on Instagram, WheezyWTF, and the tickets are there. VIP tickets include a meet and greet, general admission we have available. Everybody has a seat. It's going to be such a good fucking time. See you soon.
Yo. What's up, y'all? This is another episode.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I just be trying to be like a DJ or something.
I don't know if you can make this for me, but like, I really need that clip to be the text.
Yo, shut the fuck up. I really be trying to like do some sound effects, ho. Fuck you.
You know what's funny? Listening to Joe Budden's podcast makes me feel like
he does it so cool. And maybe I just don't know how to sound cool like Joe Budden.
Mike Chuck 1-2-1.
You know, Mike
Chuck. Gonja Burn.
Well, hi guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy V.
Yeah, ho.
And who is you, ho?
Oh, I'm Wheezy. And I was about to just steal another podcast. I was about to make some shit up like the Reed.
And we are here yet again. I know that you guys did not think we would make it, but this is another episode, and it's just me and Wheezy in the studio. You guys liked how we used to do it back in the day. And we was using guests to cover up our hate towards each other for quite some time. We didn't want to talk to each other, so we said, who's the guest this week, bitch?
That you could think of that we needed to have?
We got in a fight the day the stripper episode came out.
And we did?
That was supposed to be a solo episode. She was like, nope, don't worry, I got a guest. It's a stripper. Don't worry, I got us a guest because I don't want to talk to you, bitch. You remember that, ho? She was like, don't fucking worry about it. We're not doing a solo episode, but I have a guest for us.
Bitch,
you was
Oh, and you texted something, and I said, bitch, you talking shit about me, ho? You're like, no, I texted you on accident. I was so mad.
She was ready to come for me, and I'm like, damn, bitch. Damn.
I don't know why we
I want y'all to know the therapist episode.
No, the therapist said we have to cook. That I liked a lot. Because even with niggas, I don't know what they're saying when they text.
What you mean?
And me and you are sometimes, we'll say sure. Some people think sure is vague. Like, that was a good idea.
Oh, well, I want you to know when I say K.
Yo, I don't know. Let me just tell y'all. Hold on. I want to stop this for a second.
Yeah.
We are in a loudspeaker studio where all the podcast records as part of a larger studio space. And I don't know if you could hear the bass, but I could smell weed coming
through. I would only be okay if it's like Ty Dolla $ign next door. Anyone else?
2 Chainz was here one day we were recording.
I know. And so was Nas. Like, it's.
Wow.
Why don't I run into them?
Nigga,
like, damn.
24/7 ever been here?
Yeah. He's been here. He has been here. Not while I've been here. This isn't the studio he records out of. But he definitely be in the studio or whatever.
It smells like fucking weed, bro.
I love weed. I don't know why you're acting like you're disgusted. Sorry it doesn't smell like.
I recently had a CBD gummy because it's legal.
You said what?
I recently had a CBD gummy for like Afropunk. Passed out. I fell asleep in the house.
Did you? Oh, I would never take an edible. Like
it was CBD, so I thought it was different. Because I thought it was, like, not that big a deal.
Oh, well, no.
But I work Midtown, and I've been finding CBD coffee shops and stuff.
And there's a new restaurant. Like I can't remember, but they actually are infusing CBD oils into their cocktails.
That sounds cool.
So I'm going to want to try that. Bitch, you don't even drink in real life, bitch.
I do.
No, bitch, you don't. When we used to hang out, when we tried this.
I drink.
Years
I just
ago,
don't last.
You don't even. You have one drink. And this is why I don't like partying with Weezy, y'all. Y'all say you want us to go out. We have to find, like, an ice cream parlor to go to or something.
Oh,
because
my God.
Weezy will have me go out, and of course she want to go to fucking meatpacking. So bitch, take me to places where the drink's $20 and she want to be in there for 12 minutes.
You know
minutes.
What I decided? Haven't talked about it, but I decided our first time going out is going to be at a party where niggas like a black party.
A party? No. I would have went to the Drake concert. I'm going to need you to come up with another concert ticket to invite me to.
Bitch, that was honestly.
Other than a concert, I don't know where else we're going to go where we're both going to be like, okay, hey.
No, we're
going
to a black party, bro. We're going to go to like This is what we could do. Bembe in Brooklyn.
What is it?
Half for me, half for you.
What is that?
It's niggas, but like Afro beats and hippie shit.
No. Is it outside?
No, it's inside. Bembe is a club.
B-I-B.
Go ahead, Mandy.
Okay.
Do the goddamn whatever you want to do.
So
is it VIP? Is VIP pussy? I have one. Okay, one blue check nigga. Look at me. I'm still trying to be humble, ho.
fuck that shit. I'll be hot. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and start this week off. Normally, we do catch-ups on our pussies, but because we are corporate women, I want to go ahead and catch up kind of on what's been going on with, you know, us and our jobs. We don't talk about our jobs much because y'all hoes don't need to know shit. I will say the new job that I have been at for all of maybe 2 months now, I have been spotted about 6 times. So
in the building?
Not
a
what do you mean? It's you.
No,
bro, not okay. For that. So we're gonna go ahead and cut that
just
out.
Just bleep it.
Yep.
It's just I guess in my head I just assume.
Oh no, not over there, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
But I was spotted in the cafeteria by 2 people, and then other people hit me in my Instagram and was like, "Hey girl, hey work buddy," and I was like, "Oh shit. Fuck." I will say, I have been completely stressed with my new job, especially with the hours that I work. But more so because I most recently had to have the black talk with one of my black seniors. And I was literally in tears. This was last Friday.
Oh my God, I think I had one too.
I had the black talk with a black senior where he pretty much let me know, like, "Hey girl, just gonna let you know, because I'm hearing things and we gonna make sure you stay here. As a black person, you need to overextend yourself, overcommunicate. They're going to look at you, and what you do and what a white person does are not going to be judged the same. Someone can perform less than you, but because they are not black, it's not going to be seen that way." Having this conversation just, like, drilled down into my head, like...
Was it a man or a woman?
This was a man. And he did say he
did
was
you
like...
Did you feel insulted at first?
No, not at all. Like, I actually... thanked him. I told him, like, "I'm going to take you for drinks. Like, thank you." Like, there's been a complete 180 even in the response. But I now feel like I'm fucking brown nosing and kissing ass.
What were you doing?
Not, girl, nothing. I wasn't logging back onto my computer at midnight to see if anyone needed help. That's what I wasn't doing. Apparently, I wasn't staying in the office long enough because apparently 13-hour shifts are not long enough.
Do you change your voice?
Nah, I'm me. But he did say, like... The good thing about me was that I have my personality. So he's like, when you walk into the office, say, "Hey, girl, good morning." Like, everyone knows I'm always happy. So he's like, "You have that working for you." He literally said to me, "You don't have the black girl attitude. So you don't have to worry about them pushing away from you." But for me to sit here and have this black talk in this corporate setting, I was literally like, is this really what I want? I had to deal with this when I was a bartender. So there were certain bars, like I worked at the Mondrian Hotel.
I think you told me that. Yeah, I don't know if you talked about it on the pod.
Well, I worked at the Mondrian Hotel and all the management got changed out and these French niggas came in. And I literally got let go because they wanted to change it to more a European bar. And they literally told me I didn't fit the image that they were looking for behind the bar. This was in Soho. And so like even... having to experience.
I thought this was Miami.
No,
shit.
Bitch, this was here in New York. So, like, having to experience that in the club setting, you having to look a certain way, you know, me knowing I could only go work at strip clubs or dive bars or bars that weren't black, like they had to be catered to black people because the white bars ain't hiring a girl with a big booty behind the bar, et cetera, et cetera. Like, for me to be in a corporate setting where I actually feel accomplished to be here because it's, like, really hard to get the job that I have. To have this talk, it's just like, this is what I signed up for. It's kind of sad. Like, and I was literally just like, I hate that I have to kind of brown nose my way because I'm a minority.
Are you watching Insecure right now?
No, I'm not. I need to, though.
There's a scene where Molly is like, just started working at a all black firm. And now they joking on her like, because you was doing this at the last place. I'm like, ugh.
And I guess you deal with it, I mean, either way. But for me, having to have the black senior come and talk to me, like, yes, girl, like, we going to go ahead and make sure you're good. But you need to, like, overcompensate and overly do your job for this first year. So
damn,
it was just exhausting because I feel like I have busted my ass and I have gotten great grades. I've gotten into the firm. I've gotten into, you know, good things. And so to know that even though I've done all of these things because – I'm a black woman, I'm still not going to be looked at as on the same level as everyone who got hired with me because I'm a black woman. It was just kind of like, it was frustrating mentally. Like, I did cry. Like, I was crying.
It's so crazy that this happened to you because this happened to me Wednesday at work. The black talk and the cry. So some of you on Instagram asked why I took my hair out, and I can't.
Right, I was waiting to see you with them braids because I was gonna get on your ass.
I can't really talk too much about it.
They was cute. They was cute.
I felt really cute in them. So I get to work.
They was for Afropunk.
Yeah, they were for Afropunk, and I was gonna leave them. I was an Afropunk and like leave them in for like I don't know whatever. So I got these twists, and I was so excited about it, and I was feeling so pretty. Like, my work husband kept telling me how great I looked. He's like, this is the most pretty you've ever been, and I was feeling really good. And there was people that talked to me every day that didn't speak to me. One woman asked
me.
One woman came up to me and asked me, she said, oh, so you're half and half then.
Wait, excuse me?
Because my last name is so Jewish. I guess it didn't hit her that I was.
Oh yeah,
because
you could definitely pass for the
so,
white.
So unless like my hair is up in a bun, they'd be they like, "She's a nigga." But otherwise, no. And so in my cube, you know, you see all these pictures of my mom and family, and like there's mad black people in my cube. But I guess she wasn't looking. She doesn't really sit by me. Everyone for the most part pretty much knows because I'd be
she
acting real
said,
black, you know,
what,
office.
Bro?
But she said, "So you're half and half," and I couldn't even handle it. She worked on a different floor than me actually. People were just giving me really weird looks. I felt really uncomfortable. Like, it was so uncomfortable. So this black woman in the office that I never talked to could see my face. And I don't know if my eyes were watering up. And I was saying, I'm so uncomfortable. To my work husband, he was like, bro, this is in your head. You need to calm down. This is in your head. And I'm like, it's not in my fucking head.
Black guys don't realize it's not in our head.
It's not in my head.
It's not in our head.
So she pulls me in the room and she said, listen to me. Your hair today just, oh my God, it makes me, she said, your hair today just added another shade to you. That's what
Wait.
No. A black woman said this to me.
Right.
She was like that. She was like, that's what. I mean, I didn't really take it as insulting because she was like, that's basically what it did. She was like, you're light skinned, and you may have not have felt like this in the room, but now you fucking do. She was like, and she's dark skinned, and she was like, this is how I feel.
But not only that, it's so funny that you went through this with your twist.
Remember, you said you cried about your braids.
But I cried. Not only did I cry about my braids, and these were two cornrows. But before starting this job, y'all know I had dreads in my hair. I literally took them out and didn't get them redone because I'm like, bro, when I start this new job, bitch, I'm not going in there with dreadlocks.
Sorry, I was having a hard time. So the next day I was working representing the company at a cybersecurity conference. And I saw the way my boss looked at me. He didn't say anything. And he was like, oh, you know, you're going there tomorrow. And he like he wasn't weird about, like, maybe it was in my head, but like, then I felt like cooning out for even fucking caring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the person who's like, fuck what they think, blah, 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 blah. So I get on the phone with my aunt, who is the most black person. Like, I'm talking about all day, every day, don't give a fuck. Almost got fired for making white people feel uncomfortable.
What did she say?
My aunt's 70 years old. And what she said to me broke my heart. She's like, let me tell you something. Your mama needs you. You mm-hmm. need you. You could fight them on this. But I don't know if you have enough of a leg to stand on with your podcast to keep your life up if you lose that fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. I have to literally sit here and just fucking take it.
You do.
And I'm crying. I'm bawling crying on the phone. I had an awful fucking day. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I'm texting my friends. They're like, they can't do this to you. And I'm like, oh, no, they can. So without getting into too much detail about it, I took it out. I felt awful. Long story short, I got to work the next day. After the conference, which it was out for the conference, and three people at one time came up to me and said, you look so much prettier with your hair straight like that.
Wow.
It fucked me up. I mean, I was so emotional about it. And I
would have been too.
Oh, then the black woman that came up to me, she was like, yo, like, I used to do that. I used to perm my hair just because I was thinking about them, blah, blah. She was like, I can't believe they did that to you.
Yeah.
There's a black girl that I never talked to in the office who's young, and I was upset, and I went out to lunch with her, not talking about it. She was like, girl, I wear braids all the time, and they always do that to me. They always ask me, like, oh, how'd you get that little shell in your hand? Like, she's like, they made me feel so awful. But the fact that they kept telling me how much prettier I was with my hair straight killed me. And then I get to Afropunk, and I'm looking at all these people, and I'm like, I'm so whack.
Yeah. I mean, but what you experienced is, I don't know if I shared this on the podcast, but I broke into tears at my last job because I did want braids because I was going to Miami for 2 days and the bitch ain't want to have to do her hair. Like, right, I was going to be on the beach.
I was going to Miami this weekend. I thought this would be great.
And I'll sit here and tell you, like, I'm kind of jealous of the fact that you were able to even call your aunt, because this was something that when I called my mama, my white ass mama ain't have no advice for me. She was putting me on the coworker on the phone with her fucking coworker. Oh. And then I had to cuss her out because I find out her coworker Mexican. Bitch, you ain't got the same goddamn struggles as me. Like, yeah, you Hispanic,
that was
but
sweet.
You ain't got the same struggles. Like, and I mean, people assume that we don't have those stripes because maybe our hair is, you know, it isn't nappy.
It's
like
true.
I've had people, you know, bring up like, girl, but you got white people hair. But it's like, no, sis, I wear weave often most of the time. Even when I put a bun, bitch, that is an extension. There is added hair into that. When I have bangs, those bangs are not mine. When I have curly hair, that curl
is like,
not mine.
I understand how we look racially ambiguous, but I feel like at my job I'm not. Actually, when I went to go to the hair salon to like get the twist taken out and everything like that, the lady that does my hair is an older Jamaican lady, and like I couldn't even get it out without crying.
Well,
me for a long time, and she was like, listen, you are not the first person. I've been doing hair for 45 years and you are not the first girl to come and say this to me.
I will say one thing about my job that I am grateful for is that there's a lot of groups within my job. Like, so you have like a gay club, you have lesbian club, you have an Asian outlet, you have a black outlet, a Latina outlet, and there actually is a group that is being
your company
formed.
Got the HR online.
No, they do, and it's very amazing too, like that I know that other people, like even for my senior to reach out to me, like it meant a lot just to know that, listen, this is a great company that we work for, but you're still dealing with other human beings. And so you know you have to kind of take the cards and
why is
deal
it like,
with them.
Does my Afrocentric hair have to fuck you up so much?
I mean,
like,
but it does. And it has nothing to do with the company you work for.
But you know what?
For,
this
what,
this is what let me know. So I'm in tech sales, right? I worked for my last company, 6 years? You know I went that motherfucker like whatever. But that's what I was doing. I was the shit. I was making all the numbers. I was number one. I was doing
it. We're both in our first year.
Now I know.
We're both in our
first
year
job,
at a new job.
Just wait. And I also, it told me, this fucking hit me and told me, and Jeeves has been telling me, you're going to be there for a year and a half till you get something better. I've been going on client meetings to really cool companies, dogs running around. They still making as much money as me, right? Yeah. It's not just because it's cooler offices, less. And I'm like, I'm on my way out. I will be out soon. And that's a good feeling. It's like, this is good. I'm making good money. Everything is fine.
Right.
But this can't be where I stay. For me to be able to walk into the office and feel like that, and then they fucking tell me I look prettier.
I feel like, and it's something that, you know, maybe you guys don't understand because you guys see us and y'all see us as these light, bright hoes. Like, how can y'all be black? But to know that it doesn't matter the shade of black you are, like, we experience this shit too. Like, the shit that y'all experience in the office, like, or you know, just being a minority in general. And I know Latinas that listen to us go through the same thing. Even some Asians may go through the same thing in their workplace.
For sure.
Just tough. It's really just tough.
Did you watch Crazy Rich Asians?
No, I didn't.
I went to go see it at Blogzilla's party. And the first opening scene is her going to a hotel in Manhattan and him saying, maybe you could do Chinatown.
Oh, shit.
I'd be forgetting that, like.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's the person. It's not that hotel she went to that is a shit hotel. But we have to realize, like, we're dealing with people.
Yeah.
And all these people have different experiences. All these people grow up differently. All these people come from cultures that we may not know.
It's a damn shame, too, that you really got to sit here and conform yourself to feel better. Actually, an Asian woman at work told me when I was kind of bitching about my hair thing, she was like, my kids are going to, you know, going to go to college one day. Did you know Harvard has an Asian quota? The max they got to cut off. This is enough Asians because they're too smart.
Wow.
Whatever. Let's get into some.
We're going to go ahead and get into some hoe shit. Well, vanilla shit, actually, is what we're going to talk about. And it's a great article that I came across in Men's Health magazine. And we have a lot of male followers. And so I kind of wanted to talk about it because I be getting on men about this a lot. And so the title of the article is, Why Do You Get Morning Wood? Believe it or not, there's an important scientific reason. And so before we get into it, I want to talk about what causes morning wood. For y'all who don't know the slang or what the fuck morning wood is, it's when you wake up and your dick is hard. So when you wake up and your dick is hard, it is called...
Whoever didn't know that, write me a DM so I can cuss you out.
So erections are caused by the stimulation of the parasympathetic... Why do they put these big words?
It's a bodega.
Parasympathetic, bitch, nervous system. When you see, feel, hear, or maybe even smell or taste something that is sexually attractive, it triggers the release of neurotransmitters. This leads to the dilation of arteries in the penis, which means more blood flows into the penis, which means the penis becomes erect. So
did you spit on the mic when you said penis?
Bitch, penis. So I wanted to say, for a lot of men who may not know or question if this is something that is healthy, according to Adam Rahman, MD, urologist and medical director of urology cancer, a healthy man should expect to get hard 3 to 5 times per night.
Do you remember that Sex and the City episode?
No. What happened?
Charlotte's husband, they got married. They had never had sex.
She was a virgin. Well,
she wasn't a virgin. They had never had sex. She was saving it for marriage. And they had never had sex. He couldn't get it up. So Carrie told her, who was the one who had the column Sex and the City, she said, put a little string or like tape or something that could break around his dick. And if it's broken at night, you know
he can get hard.
You know it's emotional.
Oh.
Because if he can get it up and that tape breaks or something pops, it's all in his head.
Well, it actually says that if you're not getting hard 3 to 5 times per night, it could be a sign of nerve malfunction, arterial disease, hypertension, diabetes, low testosterone, or depression and anxiety.
3 to 5 times a night, bitch.
I mean, but he's not going to know. I don't think they
I know
count.
You
don't
know, but I'm just, I want to track,
you should probably know if
I
want to
be on dick watch. You know what I'm saying? Just stay up. You know what I'm saying? Get some Red Bull in there. Get a little fucked up and be on dick
watch. Guess what the last part says? It says that morning wood is also a sign that the pesky erectile dysfunction you may be experiencing is psychological, not physiological.
Yep.
If you can't get it up in the bedroom but find yourself waking up to morning wood, you may want to see a therapist. If you're not getting erections in either instance, it could be a sign of some of the aforementioned health conditions.
That's what happened with my pelvic floor therapy. So I might have talked about it with you guys before, but I was in an emotionally abusive relationship, and I was having a hard time having sex, intercourse, like feeling a sharp pain during sex. So I ended up cheating on him right towards the end. And the day that I cheated on him, I went to go get the pelvic floor therapy and I was in tears. And I told the woman who was doing it on me, this has been like my 8th session. I said, I have to tell you something. I think it's him because I was able to have sex with someone else.
Right.
And she was like, oh my God. She's like, well, either the therapy is working or there's something going on in your relationship. And she's
right.
like, and you don't have to tell me. And legally, I don't want you to tell me. But that's how psychological. I mean,
no, it is.
Mandy, when I tell you it was pain, like sharp pains, like I couldn't even handle it. And with someone else, it didn't happen.
Right.
It's because I was that dry and tense.
And we say it often. I don't think many people realize how psychological sex is, how mental sex is. And that it's not all physical.
Yeah.
Something that I wanted to let you guys know, too, if you want to know if your boners are healthy or not, there's actually an app for it, guys. So you can actually download an app. It's called Morning Glory. It's the boner tracking app. And
I hate people. What is there, a million podcasts out? What is there, fucking 2 million
saying,
apps? This
Morning
is dumb.
Morning Glory was designed by men's health and wellness startup Roman.
So who tracks the shit?
Track their boners, bro.
You supposed to enter it in?
It says it's pretty simple.
What is this,
use?
Like baby diaper
no, listen,
feeding? This is stupid.
Listen, you log in, click whether or not you woke up with morning wood, and check out your boner streak or lack thereof. The app will suggest you to go to your physician or schedule a free consultation with their clinical director if you have 7 or more bonerless mornings.
This is dumb.
What? It's not dumb, bro. Like, maybe because you ain't got a dick, bro, but these niggas be looking at their dick like measuring that shit and shit. If that shit wake
measuring
up.
Measuring that shit and shit.
If they don't wake up and it's hard or they waking up soft, like maybe.
You
that's
know what?
Up they psyche,
I will
bro.
Tell you. So,
can we
okay.
be pro men real quick?
I will be pro men real quick because you know what? I'm being a little biased.
You being
when
real
I was
biased
when
right
me
now.
And Van were out in LA, I was telling them about my period tracker. I was like, "Yo, I know I'm gonna get dick." He was like, "You're fucking with me."
Not only that, there's
so,
an ovulation tracker.
No, it tells me when I'm gonna get pregnant in there. So we were talking about it at dinner. He's like, "Nigga, you can share that with somebody. Let me see." So I didn't even realize in the settings you could share it with someone, and he thought it was so crazy that I was tracking that shit.
So see, you can't sit here and be judging
it. I'm sorry.
Y'all go ahead and track your boners.
Mandy thinks she's Dr. Some Lady over here.
I am Dr. Some Lady, ho.
Oh, I want to tell you guys about morning. Not morning wood, but my version of, I've been having orgasms while asleep.
What?
Bro.
Girl, just because you be waking up wet,
nah,
it's probably because your ass be.
Full on, like,
it's
I can
you
remember.
Be using pads.
Like, I don't know what she's talking about. But so I was sleeping with Josie because she was in town for Afropunk. And I woke myself up from a sex dream and I had to look over because I was so embarrassed. I remember waking up like that, like got right out of the dream. Full on orgasms. Crazy. Staying at AJ and Toya's house, okay? My friends are married couple. Had a fucking orgasm on their couch, not touching my, I don't know how this is happening.
You ain't never sit on my couch. Nasty ass. What you out mean? Here just spitting juices and shit out.
It's not you like sleep. You the squirting hoe.
I am the squirting hoe, bitch.
This is just like, and woo, I don't know where baby. It's coming from. Like, I never knew that like you could really do this without being touched. Like it is full on. Like, I don't even, I'm not
you
even
know,
horny.
You gotta
like
stop
that.
Bragging because there's a lot of people that listen to us that don't even experience orgasms while they have sex.
Okay,
so can
listen.
You stop fucking bragging?
Ladies,
I oh
want
my God, I sleep and have orgasms.
No, it's not that I'm bragging.
Girl,
it's that I don't
you
know
brag
when
at home?
Happen.
It's a humble brag.
Nigga,
you don't even know.
They've only happened when I've been around other people. And you know what I think it is? I think that I can't masturbate before I go to bed because someone else is around. And I'm doing it in my fucking sleep.
Girl, you got issues.
That's what's
well,
happening.
We gonna go ahead, y'all, and get into the kink of the week for this week. And this one's a really raunchy, nasty one that I actually really enjoy. I've never done it myself, but I have.
Oh, who is it sent by? We gotta shout them out.
Damn, one of our listeners.
We shot something.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and shout you out. Basically, she was letting me know a guy.
It was like, she?
Yeah, no, girl, it was a she that sent it in. She was letting me know that she just experienced this guy who wanted to do all this shit, and this was one of them. So I looked it up. The kink for this week is called autofellatio. Autofellatio is the act of oral stimulation of one's own penis as a form of masturbation. Only a limited number of men are physically capable of performing autofellatio. So autofellatio is basically you getting in a fetal position and sucking your own dick.
Well, he wasn't in fetal.
Well, that looks kind of like fetal, bro. Oh, well, the one. Okay, so.
Okay, so like, you know when you're on an airplane and they're like, yo, shit about to go down. Put your head between your legs.
That's kind of.
That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. So real quick, if you guys are interested in seeing what it looks like. Y'all know I'm really into porn, and so as soon as I saw this, I was like, ooh, there's this nigga in porn that I watched that do it. So look up Dominic Santos, D-O-M-I-N-I-C, Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. You're going to have to go to the gay porn section to find him.
I wonder why this is considered gay. Hold on. Dan and I was talking about that right on this episode.
What?
And we were like, yo, if you could suck your own dick, would you do it?
And he ain't answered, did he?
He said no. I think AJ said no, and the white dude was like... Yeah.
So let me go ahead and I'm actually gonna read. It says,
"Would you do it?
Would you suck your own?
You'd
dick?
Have to try."
We're
it.
Asking our audio guy, guys.
I should not be saying this.
Yeah, but you like, how could you not try?
Go ahead. You would try.
I shouldn't be saying this,
but you would suck your own dick.
You try it.
You would try it?
I'd probably try it.
You probably tried it as a kid.
Kids don't be. Kids don't be going around trying to suck their own dick.
I was a fucker when I was a kid, so I don't know.
The crazy thing when I saw this is, I hate you.
I bet them no yoga niggas be
well,
getting it.
I had a guy actually send me a video. He couldn't really reach his dick, but he tried. I think I showed you the video before. And he
no,
actually,
you did not.
He
but
came into his own
very
mouth.
Willing
I showed
to
you
wait
that
and
one.
See this.
Oh, so I'll show you the video. I have to find
Let's
it.
Just
I was
fill
looking
it up.
For it today.
I'll do some
no,
filler talk.
No, I was looking for it
no,
today.
I'm ready.
I really don't. So, I was looking for it earlier.
Fuck that shit, my
no,
nigga.
No, it's in my iPhone 6. I have a 10 now, man. Bitch.
Humble flex.
No, but I have to find it because I emailed it to myself. But this guy.
That's how you know you want to keep a fucking.
I wanted to keep it
you
forever.
You like, bitch, I might lose
bitch,
this shit.
I wanted to keep it forever, but I don't know which email I sent it to. I have 5 emails. But I literally was scrolling today because I wanted to send it to my group
I'm
chat.
I'm stressed out.
Like, so this guy sent me a video. And basically, he was kind of in this position, you know, where he was on his couch, but his legs were up, and his dick is fairly big. Like your dick has to be a certain size, and you do have to have a level
limber.
Of flexibility. But basically, he could reach the tip of his dick, so he like could reach his head. So he sucked it a little, but then he like kept jacking, and he shot his.
I feel
his
like
own
I remember the coming.
I
in his
swear
mouth.
To God, I showed you this video.
I think you have.
But I thought
who
that
was
it
he?
Was. This nigga who never bought his flight to come up here, and I was so mad, so I told him to stop texting me.
How'd like, you know him?
We met, oh God, years ago on Twitter. when I lived in Atlanta. This was like back in 09. I've known him since like 09. We met on Twitter. Yeah.
That video could destroy his life.
Bitch, and I would never because, bitch, I was like, ooh, send me Mo. I thought it was sexy.
No, I mean, like, I would, like, okay, it's one thing to, like, get a video jerking off or fucking yourself, but, like, that is, like.
But I want to let you know that a lot of women ask me, oh, my God, how do you get guys to do XYZ with you? From the pegging to the videos that I get. Like, I told you this nigga put a goddamn wave brush in his booty hole.
I remember that.
So, like, I think that there's
a wave brush, by the way. Like
it was a wave brush. I mean, he put a condom because it's wooden. I didn't want him to get splinters in his booty hole.
Did you tell him to put the condom on the?
No, he just already put the condom on. So I'm assuming maybe he did it before. I don't know.
That's how I first fucked myself with a in the ass. I was like 19. I put a toothbrush up my ass.
Yeah,
with a condom.
I mean, you know, well, the toothbrush is much smaller than a wave brush handle. And it wasn't the bristle side, y'all. It was like the handle of it. But basically, I feel like a lot of women don't. I think we as women judge men a lot or make them feel uncomfortable with themselves expressing their sexual desires or fantasies or what they like doing. So to me, the way I get these niggas to do these things is...
It's just nasty
shit. But I make them comfortable. So I make them comfortable to tell me shit they ain't never told nobody else. I'd be like, oh, your girlfriend don't know you into this? I mean... I'm like a therapist. I'm like an open diary for a lot of these people. Okay?
Dr. Pussyford.
Hey! But no, I think as women, we need to go ahead and just allow our black men to go ahead and express themselves sexually,
too. Yeah, like,
too.
The whole shameful thing with, like, so I was sitting, I'm not going to name who she was, but all of you know her. She was, we got in this argument because she was like, bitch, I ain't never doing no pegging, you be fucking these, like, whatever, she called them corny niggas or, like, pussy niggas. And I'm like,
all I know is if you see these niggas that I be doing this nasty shit with, even Weezy. Weezy hit me when I sent. I'm about to share the story of what happened on my freakiest, nastiest sex session ever.
I'm not even saying my story.
I sent Weezy the pictures of this nigga, and she was like, bitch, you lying. She was like, bitch, he fine as fuck.
But the thing is,
gorgeous.
Same with me. Like, I've never done anything, like, anally with a guy that wasn't, like, super,
that's not attractive.
Like, mask or attractive. And I think it's because when they're that fine, they just be like, bitch, so, like, I don't know what it is. Like,
the confidence.
So confident.
They just know. They just know. And nothing deters them. I guess we could call this shit story time. I don't know what we're going to call it. But the horrible decision for this week.
I don't know. We'll come up with it.
I'm waiting to see what Weezy going to say. But basically, it's the nastiest, freakiest sex session ever. And if you guys know, I did not attend the Drizzy Drake concert with Weezy because when she called me and invited me to this concert of hers, I said, sorry, I'm getting dick.
Or booty hole.
I am booty hole and all of this. So I literally.
Oh, by the way. Let me cut you for a second. There was someone on Twitter today that was saying that we make this shit up. And I feel like this was so crazy. You can't. Even the one that I'm about to tell, you asked me like 2 or 3 hours ago, do you have a story? I was like, I'll figure it out. And this shit is real.
Yeah. So, bitch, we ain't getting paid by Mona Scott. Mona Scott ain't out here writing our script.
Oh, but bitch, the second we do, I'll start scripting my shit, ho. I'll be like, it was a cold, rainy night. We had a longie.
So basically Weezy called me and invited me to the Drake concert and I was like, no bitch, I'm getting dick. So this guy who we've been on and off talking for about 4 years, he came to New York.
Have you ever fucked him?
We had never fucked, no. But over the last like maybe 2 weeks, we rekindled. He hopped in my DM and I just was being dry with him because I was like, what you
Why
want?
Why was he here?
He came here for me specifically.
Stop
actually,
playing.
I swear to God.
Oh, that nigga ain't shit.
I swear
one
to
night?
God. I know. Yeah, one night. He ended up buying a whole new flight to leave a little bit later. At the dinner table.
I was
bitch.
About to say, the puss is the dick up.
Bitch, at the dinner table. So he came here, and prior to him getting here, we had talked about all these nasty things that we wanted to do. And I was just making sure, because I had already let him know, like, listen, there's a nigga I fuck right now who fucks the shit out of me, and I'm good. So I'm like, if you're not trying to do no shit that he can't do, I'm cool. Like, I don't need no, like, one-off
type dick. Did
y'all go
back to your place, or he got, like...
No, we got a room in Times Square, because, bitch, I had to work the next day.
Wow.
So I was like, listen, I'm not communicating.
You got to be
the
in the city.
Like, I wanted to be in the city. So he was like, bet. So I met him right after work, got off early on Friday, and went straight to the room. And when I got to the room, he was just so fucking sexy. And I didn't want to fuck him. I was starving, though. I hadn't eaten lunch because I was
really
so stressed.
Good looking.
I was stressed that day, didn't eat lunch. So I'm like, I'm starving. Can we go eat?
I'm trying to pick an actor or something he looks like.
Just fine. We could just think of Boris Cujo or something. He, like, just fine like that. Because he, like, 6'7", beautiful, tatted.
He's
like
6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7". So, anyways, so.
Did we doubt her?
You know, did, no. I thought that I was going to be able to make it to dinner before fucking him, but he was just looking too sexy. So I went ahead and just started sucking his dick. And I was like, can we do a quickie? Like, I know that we both hungry, but can we just get a quickie? I said, do you come fast? Like, can you come fast? Because there's niggas that I fuck that want to go like 45 minutes. Nah, bro, that I can't do that right now. He was like, yeah, I got it. So we fucked and it was great. Fucking bomb.
How fast?
No, for the quickie, it was still probably like 5-6 minutes. Like, but
what do you mean, oh no, it's probably like that bitch, that's
I mean, it was a good fuck. Like, we got more than one position in, so it was cool. So then
that's
was,
what really destitutes. Is that the right word?
Destitutes? I don't think that's a word at all.
Destitute is like
destitute?
When you're out and dry, high and dry.
Destitute?
Destitute's a word. It's when you're like left alone, but that's not what I meant. That really designates. That's what I meant. Bitch. Check me, ho. Check me, bitch. Check me. Now we loud like I was a therapy episode, nigga.
What did you say that it was?
I said
what
it
did you say?
But I meant designates.
What did you say the definition of destitute was?
Destitute is when you're like left high and dry, like alone, or when you're stranded. What read it.
Okay.
What's it say?
Without the basic necessities of life. Not having.
Yeah. So that, no, I was going to say the positions to me designate a good quickie.
Yeah.
If you can get in a bunch of shit.
We did like two positions. It was a quickie.
And you sucked the dick. That's
and
a quickie.
I sucked the dick. And it was good. So then we went to dinner. We ended up going to.
Did you come?
Yeah. No, well, no. That first time, no. But it was a quickie. But I was like, ooh, this dick big. It's good. Like, and I told him while I was sucking his dick, I was like, you know, Snapchat did your dick no justice, sir. Like, sir, this shit is bigger in person. Goddamn.
You Snapchat?
You catfished the fuck out of me with
can
your
I
dick.
Can I tell you an app? And I want to give everybody this app. Use an app called Wickr. Wickr. This is an app that's way better than Snapchat because it detects screen recording. It'll block you off the app.
Snapchat does that now.
Okay, cool.
It'll
block you off the app. It's completely encrypted, where Snapchat isn't, I think. It's not encrypted. And this app has a second delay, replay delay, like all of that shit kind of like Snapchat, but it's especially for messaging. And I learned it because of the field I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. Wickr.
Well, no, I'm cool with Snap. I like the filters. But anyway, so like I told him his dick was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. And I was like, damn, why we been going 4 years on and off? I could have been had this. So he wanted steak. So we ended up going to STK for dinner. I was like, ooh, that's my favorite restaurant. But y'all know I can't eat a lot no more. So, you know, I just split the
eat?
Size.
Bitch, which STK? Midtown or me talking?
We went to the one in Midtown.
Classy.
And then, so before he came, we had been talking about me fucking him with a strap on. Because I was...
Was that the plan that night, though?
It was.
Okay.
So I had been making him put fingers in his ass for me, bending over in the shower. Like, he was making a lot of videos with playing with his ass. And I was really, really excited because, as Weezy said, I'm addicted to the booty hole. Or obsessed. What was my obsession with the booty hole?
You're obsessed. They think I'm obsessed with white men, and they think you're obsessed with booty holes.
You know, well, his booty hole was very pretty. And so... After
what's
we
a pretty asshole?
Okay, so a pretty asshole.
Is it pink?
I mean, you deal with pink niggas.
No, no, no.
My
is it like
be brown?
No.
Their
I'm
assholes
saying,
are gonna be brown.
Yes, it's pink. Everything's pink on the inside.
No, I'm not looking at the inside of the booty holes.
You don't be seeing it when you pull the thing out.
I don't be gaping at them niggas. Chill, bro. Chill.
I thought you dumb. Huh?
I don't be gaping niggas.
Oh, sorry.
And
I took it too far. Now,
yeah, now
you just fucked him in the
far,
ass,
bro.
And I'm like, whoa.
So we ended up going to
hairbrush, bitch. That wasn't too much.
But it doesn't gape them open. But we ended up going to the pleasure chest. I ended up getting a new strap on, and it was actually like it looked like a real dick. This one. I know the last one was a prostate toy. This one looked like a real dick, and it was thick. I wouldn't fit it in my booty hole. It was a little big, but I was excited to use it on him. So
you couldn't fit it in yours.
No.
Can you?
Would
you be willing to put up on Instagram the picture that you sent me?
Yeah.
Of the strap-on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's reference the episode number.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put up a picture of the strap-on that I used. And it was actually really good. So I'll go ahead and – oh, I left the box in the hotel room. But I'll figure out what brand it was and let you guys know.
How much did you pay for it? Pleasure chest, expensive.
So it was a $70 strap-on, and it came with the dildo and the strap.
Now, I just
want
to know. I've never bought a strap-on for someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought – a strap-on for a guy,
and a woman, the prostate stimulator and a regular strap-on. And I never bought it with them there.
Oh, he was there. And he was looking at a lot of the other toys, but I even asked the lady who was working there, hey, can you come help me to let me know which one I should get? Because I liked the one
that
I had.
And then she looked at him, well, wait, you tell us,
with his beautiful ass, nope, he just stood there and, like,
well,
was
no,
just
because
really
of the size.
But he was really normal. Like, I mean, and
where's he from?
We're not going to put all that out there.
Oh, it's like
I
that?
Don't need, yeah, I don't need, we're not going to put all that
with
out
specifics.
There.
Well, I asked that because, like, I feel like if it's a metropolitan city, like, if he's super chill, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he's from the DMV.
Okay. So I say that because, like, I pegged a guy from the Midwest, and I remember him telling me he was getting anxiety about picking one out to bring.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So I decided to buy it because it was going to be mine. If I can use it on another booty hole.
Oh, you paid for it?
Yeah, it's mine. He wasn't going to take it back home with him. And I don't think that a man should buy a toy that I'm liable to use on another nigga. Like, that's my motherfucking toy.
Good for you.
So,
I wouldn't care.
I mean, so we ended up going back to the room. And we fucked four more times in the room. So I just want to let you guys know, the entire night, we fucked 10 times total. I will say it is Monday. We fucked Friday. My body still feels like I ran a marathon. Like, so we kept going. When I got back to the room, I used the prostate kit on him that I got from the Adam and Eve box. And I just went straight to the biggest one. So while I was sucking his dick, I was using one of the prostate toys to go in and out of his butt. I used a lot of lube on it as
well. How
did
he smell?
Not like shit, thank God. I ain't smell like no, it wasn't no dirty booty hole.
But I'm saying you had the STK.
I mean, yeah, but.
They got great mac and cheese, bitch. I'm hungry
you know,
at all
it's
times,
not like,
nigga.
Like,
I know you don't like to eat no more,
it wasn't,
bitch.
It wasn't like to where, I mean, it wasn't messy, like, because I had ate his ass before I was putting that in there, so, because I didn't want to eat the lube. It wasn't a tasting lube, so I wanted to make sure I ate
that
all the
smart.
Ass
so,
I
like,
could before I added all the lube in there. And then, so, yeah, so I was just licking him. And then before he came, I told him I really enjoyed moaning. So he was making sure to be vocal with me. And he did a ton of moaning.
Let's
and
get
then
one.
And finally, what?
Let's get one.
What do you mean, a moan? I can't do a man moan. I can do a girl moan. But no, it didn't sound. That's a grunt, bitch.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That is not a moan. But basically, after I was sucking his dick and ended up getting on top, bitch, I actually rode dick this time. This is how much this was a whole different scenario for me.
No, nigga.
Real quick.
You're skinny now.
So I rode the dick. Then I went and got the strap on. I said, can I fuck you? And he was like, yeah. And so basically, the first time I fucked
started
him.
Started missionary?
The first time I did, yeah.
Why is that so disarming?
Wait, no, I'm lying. I ended up making him get on his knees because that's the easier way for me. But because he's 6'7", I realized it wasn't that easy for me. Like, I actually had to be up on my legs.
Hold on,
like
wait,
the last
wait.
Guy.
On his knees, like bent?
Yeah, bent over for me, like holding his ass cheeks open for me to get in. I was so excited. It was beautiful. I slapped his ass and everything. Like, you ready? I'm going to slap that ass.
Were you drunk?
What? Oh, by this time, yeah, we started drinking tequila. And we were drinking the tequila because we were going to the sex
bitch,
club.
Bitch, that's why his booty hole was open.
Bitch, we was going. Tequila don't just be making niggas booty holes open.
I'm telling you, make my ass.
Look, now
open.
None of the niggas listening going to drink tequila no more.
Get the fuck out of here,
like,
that gay shit. I don't do no Don Julio, nigga. Hennessy, ho. You ain't fucking me in my ass with no Hennessy, bitch. Try me, ho. You know, a New York nigga.
You know.
Down
you know,
the bottle before they.
No, you know these New York niggas. Do say now.
Oh,
no more
right.
Henny, it's do say. You know, do say.
When I was at Drake, this is quick. I went to I got this girl I was with a drink. I'm like, what do you want? She's like, I'll take Douce. And I got to the counter. I'm like, can I get a Stoli and a Douce? If we don't have it. we have a Jameson is what we have. Y'all
yeah,
niggas took it up.
We ended up fucking multiple times again. We actually fucked 5 times before we went to the sex club. So got to the sex club. And
which one did you go to?
The same one that I went to
Caligula
last Halloween. I went to Caligula for...
Isn't that in Queens?
Yes, it is. So any of you guys who are in New York, this sex club does cater to an all-black crowd. Missy is the promoter, so if you're ever going and you want to go to a black party...
Did you pay?
Missy, he paid for us.
Oh, no, I meant like because like, it's a sex club and we're like sex hoes.
Yeah, no. Well, he paid. I didn't care about it charging because he paid.
I've been offered like sex club shit like in my
DM. We went to... Well, you went to NSFW. Yeah. But no, I paid. It wasn't that expensive. Y'all know Weezy the one that be going to the expensive shit. This was $80 for a couple.
Wow.
Yeah. It was $80 for a couple.
What is it, free for women?
No, $25 for a woman, which is free.
Yeah.
And so we went, and he actually was not, like, too big
Wait,
on...
Wait, were y'all planning to go to the sex club?
Yes, it wasn't a plan. Bitch, let me tell my goddamn story,
huh?
Goddamn, I ain't been able to get through shit for this goddamn shit.
So you made the plan.
We made the plan, went to the sex club. We had already finished about half the bottle of tequila. By this time, I had already also been in his ass about 2 or 3 times. And so we got to the club, and I had let him know, like, you're more than welcome to, you know, like, I would love to watch you please someone else. Like,
that's... What time of night was it?
This was 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And so we got there, and he wasn't really feeling none of the other girls. So I do want to give a shout-out to Andrew, because he did take the Blue Chew. Because he was like, oh, I want to take that shit. Like, I want to be on that shit. So he took the Blue Chew.
Yeah, I got one, too. I haven't used it.
And so in the first room that we had sex, it was in the couple's room where basically other couples could have sex by you. And he wasn't, like, aroused by the couple next to us. So he just, like, wasn't feeling that.
Same with Jeeves.
He was just not feeling that. He was like, I don't know why this fat bitch had to be next to us. Like,
stop.
That's what he said. I'm just saying what he said. And, bitch, I was a fat hoe at one time. So I can't sit here and say I was offended. Like, he was not physically attracted to the woman who was fucking her man next to us.
Did you find that? Do you think the people were attractive at Caligula?
So let me finish, bitch. Because we get in there. Because, bitch, I told you we ended up dealing with 3 couples. So at one time. So,
oh my God.
Yes. So we went into the other room, which allows everyone to just watch. And in there, we just, like, played with each other. And we were just fucking again. It was literally, we weren't paying attention to anybody else in the room. And we just fucked again. And then finally, before we went downstairs, we were passing the shower.
How many floors is it?
It's 2 floors.
Okay.
But all of the sexing takes place upstairs. And so there's a shower there. And so we were walking past the shower, and we look in, and there's 3 couples, and the shit just looks lit. Everyone is with their perspective, like, but they're all just having sex in a shower together. So we look.
Are they touching each other?
At this point, no. Everyone was just in the shower, but they were all with their couples. So we look at each other, and I'm like, you want to go in there? Because there was still room at least for one more couple. So I'm like, you want to go in
there?
How
many shower heads were there?
Bitch, I saw dick. I'm not counting
shower
heads.
Hold on. No. I mean, like, was it like a dry shower? Is it like...
No, the water was going. It was wetness going on in there. It was fucking... Water is wet, bitch. It was wet.
No, I just mean, like, okay, is it like a prison shower? Like, there's everybody can get in?
No, it looks like a real shower that would be in, like, a really nice house, but it's really big with sliding doors.
Okay, gotcha.
So we open the doors. Yeah, we open the doors, and we're like, hey, can we come in? And you could tell, like, the girls had to scan first. So they were like, wait, who are you with? And so when I pointed to him, they were like, oh, yeah, y'all could come in. Y'all could come in. I was like, bitch, I know.
my nigga's
so,
fine in the yard.
You know, my nigga's fine. So we went in there, and I'm messing with my man, and there's 2 couples on either side of me, and there's a 3rd couple all the way against the wall. And I'm looking, and I'm like, okay. Everyone in the room was good looking, and I don't know how. Like, bitch,
all the
everyone.
Fine people found each other.
And literally, and I think we stayed away from all the uglies. I don't know. But, bitch,
oh my God.
What? I don't
That's
care.
A thing. No, that's a thing in a sex club.
No, it is. And so we're all
how
in the room.
How many people do you think?
And bitch,
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm excited with these questions.
At this point,
how many people do you think were in the club total?
Oh, God. At least 80 to 100.
Wow.
It was packed. I even told my roommate, I was like, bitch, this is the most, it was more packed than Halloween.
How many times have you been there?
This is only my 2nd time. So we were in the shower, and at this point, like, I'm starting to feel on the girls next to me. You know I had to start the shit. So I'm, like, feeling on the girl's titties next to me because she's cute, like a really cute dark-skinned black girl, beautiful, like had these beads in her hair, and she had a little bubble butt. Like, she looked like she used to run track or something. So I'm, like, feeling on her because she's super cute. And then
pass the baton, asshole.
And then listen, bitch. And then so as I'm sucking her titties, like, her nigga's fucking her. So then it starts just getting sexy. Next thing you know, then I decide I see the bitch I want in the shower. The bitch all the way in the corner. She's like an Indian, Middle Eastern. I don't know what the fuck she is. Long, curly, brown hair, exotic ass, beautiful face, olive skin, beautiful. So, bitch, I just go over her, and I just start fucking eating her pussy. I move her man out the way, and I open her legs up and start. We
so
start
wait,
making out.
What are we going to call your guy?
I got to come up with a name, because I don't want to call him Peg'em. But, we're going to come up with a name for him.
67. He's 6'7". What was 67 doing?
Bitch, Lawyer Bay is 6'7". I got mad niggas
he's
at 6'7".
He's Lawyer Bay, though.
Okay, we can call him 67.
So what was 67 doing?
So 67 then looked at me, like, because he was then, like, filling on one of the other couples. Well, not the couples, but the girl from the other couple. So next thing you know, because everyone in there is with their couples, so, or only one of them was using a condom. So next thing you know, the guy turns around and is like, yells out of the shower, who got condoms? So they give us like a whole row of condoms. And then next thing you know, like everyone is swapping. Like my guy fucked two of the guys in there, fucked two of the girls in there. And then the third girl was like, I'm sorry, girl. I don't know how you do this. His dick is way too big, so I'm just going to suck it. So she only sucked his dick. She literally said,
I'm so sorry. I just have to suck your dick.
She said, I'm sorry. I'll suck it, but I'm not taking that. Like, I don't even know how you take that shit. Like, that's literally what she told me and him. Like, it's beautiful, but nah, you're not fucking me up. So he ends up fucking two of the girls. I did end up having sex with one of the other guys, and he was from Pittsburgh. Beautiful, though. That nigga looked like he was on a beard commercial. Had, like... He looked like one of them, you know, one of them niggas that be on the Instagrams, like,
what's
black
that,
men
the,
beard.
What's that? What's that fucking, the shit that all the black podcasts had? What's it called?
What is it?
Bevel.
He looked like a spokesperson for them. Bitch, he had a beautiful beard, like, handsome. He looked like he would wear a suit and be on one of them Instagram pages. He was just fine.
He was on one of them Instagram pages.
Bitch, he was fine. I was like... You're in here? What is going on? Like, we literally all, after the club, we all exchanged numbers, but we all were like, we did not expect this to happen for so many good-looking people to be in this type of environment.
Oh, my God. Do you have anybody's picture?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. Two of them were
so
in Pittsburgh.
I'll take the number. I'll be doing this on Tinder when I want more pics. You take the phone number, you put it on Facebook, and profiles pop up.
Yeah, I don't know how Facebook works,
so
but
really
it's good.
I feel like we should just call this something else, because... No, that was it. This
what? No. I mean, it was good. I had a great time. It was fun. It was honestly one of the sexiest, freakiest sex sessions that I've ever had. Not only that, it pretty much put the cherry on top. Like, this was the pegging session that I wanted my whole life. Not only that, and I didn't even share, not only did I get to fuck him from the back, not only did I get to fuck him missionary, he rolled my strap on, bitch. In all of
his
glory.
Was he jerking off while he did it?
Girl, he came on my stomach. I felt like I was, oh my God, it was beautiful.
Oh my God.
It was beautiful, but it was more like pre-cum because by this time, this was like time maybe 9 or 10. And he fucked two girls.
What time did you go to sleep?
I went to sleep probably like 6. And then bitch woke up in 3 hours for work. Yeah, it was terrible. But it was honestly the best. And not only that, not only was everything so nasty, it was intimate because we kissed the entire time. I also want to say, fuck this show, because it led for me to do some things that I have said many times that I probably would not or that I don't like. And in this setting, I let it happen. So for one.
Eat your pussy?
No. I actually let him eat my pussy. We did 69. When I tell you we did everything, bitch. So let me go
that
down the list
said,
of how I feel.
24 hours.
I want to tell you how this show has affected me in a way. And I thought about it, and I said, fuck this show. That's literally what was going through my mind. So in, I don't know what time this was, maybe 6 or 7 of us fucking, he put my toes in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
And, no, let me finish, bitch.
I've had to pee this
and
whole
he
time
was
anyway.
Literally, no,
you
real quick, he was literally
this.
Sucking my big toe, and I allowed him to do it for quite some time. Furthermore, of course, I rode dick. I told y'all I don't ride dick. I rode dick so much, that's why my legs hurt. And I rode it from the back. Girl.
Why did I just look at your feet?
Oh, yeah. No, bitch. Well, they're white. Bitch, I got cute toes. Oh. Even though I feel like I need acrylic right now. But, yeah, so he sucked my toes. And I do want to say the other thing.
Was he sucking it like a dick? Like wax?
No, he wasn't
about?
Sucking it like a dick. He was sucking it very sensually. But I will say, when I went to,
like the tongue in between him?
I think he did put
was it when
between.
You were like when he was like fucking when you were like
missionary
and then he
it was missionary and he,
why do
and he
love that shit?
It was missionary and he held my foot up to his mouth. So that's one. The other thing is I considered exchanging the favor, but I stopped at his ankle. So I stopped kissing it to his ankle. I got as far as to his ankle and then I stopped. But
you
I do want to say
so bad and
this
every
is,
time
I'm
you
sorry,
say something,
I'm
it
sorry.
Can feel it coming
this
out.
Is the other thing that I did and I do want to sit here and say I blame Weezy for this, y'all. So he's tall, so his feet were dangling off the end of the bed, I don't know what you blame me for. Hold on real quick. And so I was making our drinks. I was pouring the tequila and I was pouring the mixer. And we was talking about how I can never be a stripper because I'm not a good dancer because we were playing music. So, bitch, I was trying to twerk and it was just, I said, see, I do it much better on a dick. Like, I don't really dance in real life. So, as I'm kind of trying to shake my ass and as I'm pouring the drinks, his toes and feet were by my asshole.
His feet were rubbing my cheeks
and in between my asshole. And I was like, ooh, I'm not going to let your toe go in my booty hole. But I was like, I thought of the show and I thought the show ruined me because never would I let a man's feet touch me. What's a thumb toe called?
What's a big toe? We can't call this episode Thumbelina.
No, because he didn't stick his toe in my ass, but it was just grazing it.
Okay, bro.
It was a graze.
We believe
it. It was a graze hole. And at that point, I realized this show has ruined my life because I hate feet. I hate riding dick. I hate doing all these things. And he literally did all of it. And I loved every bit of it. So,
foot to ass.
You know what? You're not going to. Yo, shut the fuck up. That's not what this episode is about.
Oh, we're
going to
take a picture of the ideas of the fucking.
No, I was just dancing on his feet. Basically, I was dancing
in his. Nail beds.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I was dancing on his feet.
Callus remover.
You're a fucking asshole. Before we go, I do want to go ahead and get through at least one of these home mails. Because, again, we've been missing out on home mails. But this home mail is actually a really good one. And I think maybe you and I can have some say. Especially after me sharing this story. So, this one is called Average Dilemma. And it brings up some things that I'm dealing with. So it says, what up, horrible crew?
Got it. Ride my toe like a hoe.
Bruh, shut the
That's the name of the episode.
I didn't ride his toe, bro.
It doesn't. It was close.
It grazed.
I don't believe
you. It grazed my butt cheek.
So sure.
And then kind of just flapped over my ass crack into the other butt cheek. But it didn't go in my booty, bruh.
It's riding my toe like a hoe.
Bruh, fuck you.
Hey, ladies.
So, what up, horrible crew? Huge fan from Virginia. I love your content and open-mindedness. My question is, how do I become an exceptional lover despite being average size?
Call 67.
Shut up. I'm dating a girl who's been open with me about how experienced she is with different guys, shapes, and sizes. I asked for details and love having an open convo. But I really want to be prodigious to her and future lovers. Example, Mandy has 24/7 and Felon Bay. No more Felon Bay, by the way. What would or could Felon Bay do for Mandy to get her rocks off even where she no longer cares for 24/7?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. Side note, I already give a lot of oral. I love eating pussy. I watch a lot of lesbian porn and have looked at techniques online. So any tips, tricks, toys, new techniques, I would definitely be open to trying. Thanks, and I love y'all with much success. So, having had 24/7 be as amazing as he is to me in the bedroom, Felon Bay could not be that. And I constantly battle this, and Weezy actually asked me a lot on the show, and a lot of people who meet me are like, if you ever get a boyfriend, could you stop fucking 24/7? The fact of the matter is, here I am, having had experienced a sexual evening with someone who I feel like exceeded all of my expectations in the bedroom. If you have an average-sized dick, I don't think that it has anything to do with your dick, but more so the chemistry that you have with your partner in the bedroom. So a lot of times people sit here and assume it's their dick size when I really feel like some people like different dick sizes anyways. So even if you're an average dick size or a small dick size, like depending on your partner, it has more so to do with chemistry. Again, your openness. And I'm not going to lie. And I had this conversation with my homegirl. Truthfully, and I'll let you guys in on a little secret. Sorry, ladies. But your dick can actually be terrible. When a woman has emotions for you, those emotions a lot of the time like make up for the lack of you in the bedroom.
Have we ever talked about a shrimp dick? Me and Vinny, we sang the song.
Shrimp dick, yes.
So I was in love with this guy. He was a fireman in Orlando. Thought we had amazing sex. And 2 years pass. I'm living in New York. I come back for like Thanksgiving or some shit. And I have sex with him. And I was so confused. I was like, I don't even get it. I mean, it was smaller than average. Like, I would say 4.5, 5 inches.
Was he Asian?
No.
Oh.
But I just thought it was so good. And we were just so compatible. Like, mm-hmm. chemistry-wise, sexually, he ate my pussy really great. Everything was great. And it was just enough. And I'm shocked. Compared to Jeeves, I don't know if you've seen the picture of his dick. Huge.
Well, I like big dicks. So to me, a big dick has to be present on top of chemistry.
Huge, big, fill you up dick.
Yeah.
But like, no, I was that into him. And mm-hmm. like, I just kind of was surprised. I don't know.
I think, so a lot of men, I feel like they hone this insecurity within themselves because they feel like they're not packing enough. But I think it's more important to actually just find somebody that you are sexually compatible with. And somebody in which you can open up and explore with them what they like, what pleases them, and again, what pleases you. So I would say in this situation, she either probably just doesn't like you as much.
Yeah,
because maybe that's why she's sitting here and is so open about sharing all these other experiences and how everyone else pleased her and maybe how you're lacking in that department. But also, I really don't think there is any way to help. Like, I don't know, outside of finding someone who you're sexually compatible with, like, it's not your dick size. So if you're thinking it's your dick size, it's not. Like, and yeah. also, you could give the best head. If you get a bitch like me, I don't give a fuck about a head like that in real life. So if head is something that also isn't something that stimulates her, it don't matter how good you eat pussy, it's not going to do nothing for her. So I think you need to have that conversation. What exactly turns her on in the bedroom with these other people that she's had amazing sex with? Like, to me, I just shared a story where I had probably the best amazing sex. So if I sit here and meet a guy and he might not be able to go 10 rounds with me, or he can't sit here and be freaky the way I want to, or he's not intimate, or we don't have that attraction to where we're aroused the entire time we're around each other, there's nothing he can do. There's just nothing he can do.
I mean, if you're not open to pleasing your partner in all the ways they want.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a dub.
It's a dub.
Once you start saying no to things.
Well, wait, I'll pause on that, because there's a whole lot of shit that I did with this nigga that 24/7 ain't having no fucking time with. And I'm so fine that he doesn't care if I fucking stick a dildo in
his
ass.
Yeah, but you guys have good sexual chemistry.
We have great sexual chemistry.
So, like, that doesn't count.
Yeah, like, the fact, listen, you can't fuck somebody 4 years and still be like, damn.
I know.
And it still be good every time we fuck, like, to where it's like, this time was better than last every time we fuck 4 years.
I don't know.
In, like,
I feel like that's just perfecting sex. I might disagree with you there. I feel like when you're not dating someone for 4 years, like the same, like in and out, you know, you've met people, you've dated people, he's dated people, whatever. I feel like you just get to know each other's sex better and better and better.
Absolutely.
That's a great part of it.
And then we miss each, like, we miss what we do for each other in the bedroom. Like, I know, like, when he hits me, it's because whoever else he fucking, because we know we have other partners.
I almost said something like, whose sex get worse? But a lot of people say
a lot of people's sex get worse. We get a lot of emails about it, about people losing their sex drive or people not having
fun in the
bedroom.
I feel like that comes with relationships and laziness, not necessarily like a partner. Because mm-hmm. How many people really have casual sex partners for 4 years? Not many of us. Mm-hmm. Right? You get in a relationship.
Right.
You get lazy. You're not really doing as much. You're just like, whatever. I ain't going to get dressed up. I'm not going to do this. Let me spit on you pussy real quick. Put the dick in. Like, it's not as much
and
work.
And I guess even when you live with each other, too, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking this nigga, what? Let's say three, four times a month?
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to make it count every time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Because you're
it.
Meeting for sex.
Right.
Opposed to, like, we just going to watch Netflix and fuck.
Right.
Cross it off your list. Like, you got to make effort to fuck.
You're right. So, something that we decided we wanted to do, we were going to get into another home mail, but we're running on time. Fuck y'all if y'all going to sit here and complain all the time.
It's 10:15.
Weezy actually has an email. We decided we want to read emails that aren't asking us questions, but are also telling us either how good we're doing, how we affected their lives, or how fucking bad we're doing. But Weezy found one, and I thought that it was really good, and I wanted her to read it.
This one is from Amber. The subject is growth. I just finished listening to this week's episode. She's referring to the therapy one. And let me start by saying, whoa, I'm a fairly new listener, maybe a month or so, and I'm listening to all the episodes in reverse. I was completely unaware of the tension beefing between you ladies, so this was a shock to me. I'm glad you're both believers in therapy and that you both invited the doctor to mediate. Your podcast is a breath of fresh air when it comes to sex talk. I'm pretty open type of girl, but unfortunately, my husband's a prude. I'm trying to subtly ease him into this out of his shell, but I definitely need my weekly dose of horrible decisions so I can live vicariously through you and your guests. I wish you ladies nothing but success and look forward to more juicy content. Sincerely, a retired horrible decisions maker.
Well, I hope this was juicy enough for her.
It was a bitch. If we I needed about, to say nothing, my nigga, like...
I mean, that's a shocker. I mean, you definitely said something. Your ass was talking the whole goddamn time.
Oh, I have Thumbelina, Thumby, 67 toes, foot to ass, nail beds, callus remover, and ride my toe like a hoe.
Actually, his feet were very smooth, which is why I allowed those toes to rub on me, okay? So callus remover, you can go ahead and cross that out. He is not in need of that.
Tell you, I'm literally, can we, this is the one podcast that I just want to make this pad of me listing off the fucking names, my nigga, of what this could be. This was really great. Was there any other highlights, Chris?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I did that I didn't get to share. I mean, I spit in his mouth. That's the Dom in me. I was so happy. So normally men spit in my mouth, but when I was like riding him, I looked down and fucking made him open his mouth and spit in it. And it was just sexy to me. I was so excited because niggas always spit in my mouth. So I was like, if I can do whatever I want. And I'm not going to lie. That was the key words that he said that made me know this was going to be amazing. He said, you can do whatever you want with me. Men really don't know what that entails. But I think he caught the drift and we had like... when a guy says you could do whatever you want with me and
they
then I start,
definitely
well,
don't know
can
what
I
the
put my finger in your ass? They're like, okay, no.
I was talking about, you know what I'm saying? You could like grab my neck. You know what I need to do?
They be real
I need
boring.
To fuck another nigga with dreads. And I'm going to Miami this weekend. By the time you guys hear this, I'll probably be back. But I just kind of miss hair on a man. And like the white dudes I fuck, they be having man buns. But I'm like, ugh. I
love man buns.
I do too.
I'm trying to think. Have I fucked a dreadhead in a while? Bitch, I don't even think I fucked a dreadhead in a while.
Damn, hold on.
Wait, hold on. Now you got me thinking, bitch. Jordan was, I think, the last nigga
somebody
I dealt with.
Somebody about to write in SoundCloud be like, fuck wax! Now you think that nigga gonna let me grab his hair? Fuck no.
I think he would, bro. If he fucks in Tim's, like, them niggas who fucking Tim's on porns definitely be letting bitches hold their hair.
I don't think so.
No?
You know what I really doubt that wax eats vagina.
Oh, he looks like one of those that
he.
Not
I bet
intimate.
He does. But
I bet you his.
Wait, no, hold on. He did say I licked the click. He did say that.
If the fact that it was a click, he don't be licking shit. Because it's not a click, ho. It's a clit.
I was telling when I was on Van's show, the last question he asked me is when are you gonna let wax fuck? And I was like, you know what's so funny? I always
you not.
I'm not, but
I don't like that. Dr. Maya Pettiford said not to use the word butt, and so we are not going to use the word butt.
I am very attracted to wax.
Are you?
I'm going to tell you why.
Because it bring you back to your 16-year-old self when we had a dreadhead radar?
Wax makes me feel so safe. I feel like that nigga would kill somebody, and it just makes me feel good. And it's like, I'm not saying that Jeeves isn't muscular. It makes me feel protected, but not like that nigga. Like,
oh my
and when
God.
Wax picked me up at the live show, I was like, oh! You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
my God.
Actually, he stopped hitting me up when checking on me because he probably knows I ain't going to give him no pussy. But, I mean, you never know. And I really like wax.
You not. You don't like wax. This is all just for fun for you.
It's all, like, everybody that I fake flirt with this for fun. But there is something about wax that, like, really fucking gets me. Like, I don't know what
now,
it is.
Now we're going to have to
there's no nigga
Army
that can call me and talk
mission.
To me like wax talks to me. Wax be calling me like, listen, you need to chill out. You need to calm down, okay? You good girl. You got da-da-da-da-da. You let me know if you need me. That nigga fucking with you upstairs, I'm going to come over. I'll be like,
girl, he going to come over and drop off some weed and chicken. That
and
nigga
did.
Ain't doing shit.
I'm scared to invite him over because I know I'll get fucked. It's going to be an episode of Blacked.
Just be a hoe. Just be a hoe and fuck.
I just don't want him to fuck me everybody. And Tim's, my nigga. Wax sent me some. Oh, wait. Let me have it. Not his dick. I'm trying to explain. It was something with him out, and he was like, yo, I'm about to go blah, 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 blah real quick. And the nigga had Tim's on. I'm like, nigga, you.
You know what? Can I be real honest with you? When my mom, so I brought my mom to the Brilliant Idiots live show. And that at that point, she didn't know really Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz. And when I tell you that's all she said when we left, I don't know what it is about that Charlamagne, but him and them Tims. And I was like, Mom, what? My mom, you know, she's from Florida. So, you know, as Florida bitches see a nigga,
it's
Tims,
like, you know what it
like,
is? I know it. I got it. It's a construction man fantasy.
Is it?
Maybe. You
no,
feel like
or
you
just
fix
a New
some
York
shit.
Guy, because New York guys be with the Timberlands, bruh. Wait, listen, when we was in middle school in Florida, We was wearing Soldieries and K-Swiss, okay? So no, if a guy, so if we had a new guy come to school and he bust out with some Tims, we just knew he was from New York. And you, when you from the South, you just love an up north motherfucker. And now that I live in New York, I can't stand these niggas.
Me neither. But Wax ain't too New Yorkish. He don't have that like yo son kind of vibes. But
yeah, that's why I don't deal with Brooklyn guys.
I can't.
Brooklyn is too Yo, fucking, I can't. Brownsville, Bedside,
and you know what's
Rockaway,
funny? Maybe that's why I've been holding out.
Yeah.
Because when I go back home, bitch, I love me a ghetto-ass, gold-tooth-ass mother licking them teeth, bitch. Fly-sound-ass nigga. Don't want no King's English. Motherfucker, speak like you ain't got no education for me,
I
please.
Hate that,
I want you to slur everything. All my drug dealing niggas, every time they write me, love you too, it'd be 1-0 on the two. They never know what they're talking about. I love that shit.
Oh, if you love that, just go ahead and fucking get you an African. Them motherfuckers can't text for shit.
Really?
All of their words be wrong. All of it. All of it. All of it. Just know that. Just I'm gonna show you some text messages. It just be bad. It just be bothering.
They just be bad and green.
It just be bothersome, bro. Bad and no, bitch. It's on WhatsApp. We texted on WhatsApp.
All right, tell them about Patreon. I gotta pee. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
All right, guys. So as y'all know, if you haven't gotten enough of Horrible Decisions, maybe you're all caught up, maybe you have no more episodes to listen to, if you become a patron, that is on patreon.com. We drop 2 bonus episodes a month. We also post our live shows. So when we have live shows, we post you guys the video and the audio from the live show. Weezy is also thinking of doing something about vagina monologues. We're trying to add some new shit to the show. And so we go on there. We talk to you guys. We get your ideas. We get a lot of feedback from you guys. But we also just drop more episodes, more content. The lowest tier, is $5 a month. $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes. At the $15 tier, you get your 2 episodes. We also go ahead and write you personally, and you get a free merchandise. So you get a free t-shirt once you're at that tier for 4 months. We are working on bringing even more content to Patreon, and we're also planning some special meet and greets in the New York area for patrons only. So if you're in the New York area and want a chance to see us, because live shows may not be happening anytime soon, go ahead and become a patron at patreon.com/horribledecisions. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. At Horrible Pod is where you can reach out to Weezy on Twitter. You can reach out to me everywhere at Full Court Pumps. And you can also follow us on our Instagram page at horrible_decisions. We do a lot of insight and talk quite a lot about a whole bunch of shit on there. And it's really a place for all of our listeners to kind of debate each other about certain topics. And it's just really exciting, and it's really good to see all of you guys interact. I have made some actual friends from this podcast, and so I can't tell you guys how much this means. So definitely become a patron. Follow us on all social media platforms. Also, I want to give a huge shout-out once again to Loudspeaker Network. That's our network, ho. So we in a family. Shout them out for going ahead and helping me and Weezy see through our differences. Do you have anything else to say? I feel like everything will be passed by the time we kind of drop this. So
I have been on a water cleanse thinking that, like, it could get me more wet because I've been experiencing vaginal dryness. I don't know what's going on. But now that I'm having condom sex, you know what I'm saying? So that's why
that
I just had to go pee.
Sense.
So now that I'm like, damn, I'm not getting wet enough, blah, blah, blah.
But that person needs to arouse you more because me and 24/7 have condom sex and I've never been that wet.
But you're wetter than me probably. Like, I don't think I get that crazy wet.
Oh.
Just never have, and it's kind of embarrassing.
And water
weird.
Helps? Where did you read
that? Someone was telling me to, like, start drinking water and, like, maybe it'll work out or whatever. Yeah. Bitch, my pussy was moist as fuck.
Probably because you were packed.
Pissing. No, just, what the fuck is that with the pad thing? Dude, it's healthy for you. Dr. Kim said
okay,
so.
It's
a less chance of toxic shock.
Okay. All right, pad.
Bitch, you had a sponge for 24 hours.
Fuck you. It wasn't 24. It was, like, 22. Thank you very much.
All right.
Give me them 2 hours, ho.
Right, that so like a ho.
I hate you. Anyways, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ho!